Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Could I speak to
Hello?
Alan?
Yes.
Yes,
Yes,
sir. Good afternoon. My name is Mario, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community.
Could you repeat all that, because I couldn't hear.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Not really. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker. Okay. I'll put you on speaker. Could you...
Yes, my name is Mario, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to ask you, get your opinion, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
What is your zip code?
10466.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people are not? You're registered?
I believe so, yes. Please go ahead.
What is the year of your birth?
1958.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm a black man.
African American, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
For whom did you vote in 1920 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Not able to.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Maybe 50-50. Maybe 50-50.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from
not really.
Zero?
Not motivated. No, I'm not.
Not?
Okay. Not motivated.
Okay, so zero, not motivated. Okay, next question. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in the community? Please rate from the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
7.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless on how I feel about the candidate or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidate or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Neither disagree.
Regardless on how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The question would be the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter at all?
Matter somewhat.
Next question. Protecting LGBTQ rights. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter. Okay, is that does not matter or does not matter at all?
Doesn't matter at all.
At all. Protecting abortion rights, how would you feel? Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter?
Doesn't matter at all.
Doesn't matter at all. Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives for the Senate or the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Matters somewhat. Okay, next question. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I will doubt I will vote, or no change, I will vote. And the question is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop you. I want to vote and probably will. It will, if it's convenient, I will vote.
If it's convenient, I will vote.
Okay. Protecting LGBTQ rights. How would you feel?
I don't care for it.
I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote.
I don't care.
Okay, so, I mean, out of the questions...
Don't care about LGBTQ, whatever.
Okay, okay, so nothing will stop you. If it's convenient, if it's convenient, you will vote, or no change that I will vote.
I have a lot of apathy in that area.
Okay. Okay. So, your answer would be, if it's convenient, I will vote. I will doubt that I will vote, or no change that I will vote.
I doubt that I will vote.
Okay.
How many more questions do you have?
A couple more, sir. We're almost done.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights, how do you feel? Nothing will stop you from voting. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote.
I don't know about it. I don't think I will.
Okay. I would doubt that you will vote. Or
right. On that issue. Vote.
Okay. Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. What's your opinion on that?
I don't care.
I doubt that I will vote, or no chance that I will vote?
I doubt if I will vote.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, But if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other
undecided.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican, Democrat, third party?
Independent.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm okay. Independent. Okay. In the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate, or third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided?
Independent.
Or independent. If you knew that protection abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated?
I would be motivated, that's wrong.
You would not somewhat be motivated?
I wouldn't be motivated. And I'll give you the answer for everything in a moment, which you could, I hope that you understand and sit it out for me. I'm a born-again believer. I don't believe in abortion. And
okay.
I don't believe in gay. So, a lot of these questions are not to me.
Okay.
I don't believe in sin. And there's a holocaust on unborn babies. And I don't like it. And I don't want to move out on it. And God, I don't believe in alternate lifestyle. I go by the word of God, and that's it.
Okay. So your question will not, you will not vote on that issue.
Right.
How much, if any, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the right of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, somewhat, not much?
About what? What is it again?
About Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers.
I haven't heard about it.
Nothing at all or not much?
Not much, I guess, really.
Not much. Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. As ads contain certain protections on the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A, yes, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A, no, vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. And the elections were held today. Would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or
yes.
Are
I would
you...
vote yes. I
yes.
would vote yes. I would vote
okay.
yes.
Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, put protection for abortion in this state constitution, provide protection on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, strengthen voting right protection, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, remove parent rights over their children's medical decisions.
Not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay, on none of those options?
Probably.
Okay, so you not choose any one of those?
No.
Okay, because you said prohibit that you prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age. Okay.
Age and all that.
Okay. Prevent discrimination based on age.
Yes.
Put protection for abortion into the state constitution.
No abortion.
Okay.
Abortion is murder. No abortion.
Okay. So with those.
What is your name?
My name is Mario.
Mario.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me put it out this to you. If you were aborted, I couldn't talk to you. If you were aborted, I could not talk to you. I thank God that your mother carried me to you.
Okay, so with those two, we'll go ahead and continue to the next question, okay?
Please.
Okay. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protection for abortions in the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no?
Probably vote
amendment?
No.
Probably vote.
Probably vote no. Probably vote no. Probably vote no.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
I tend to stay away from anything with abortion. Like I said to you, I'm a born-again believer, and I believe in the sanctity of life.
Okay, so much less motivated to vote on the amendment.
I don't, you put it the way I'm explaining it. I don't want to protect anything that takes unborn, pre-born life.
So you're less motivated to vote on Prop 1.
If your mother had an abortion, I wouldn't be able to talk to you now. So you put down what you think that I communicated to you. Even the very abortionists themselves are screaming, but their mothers didn't abort them. How dare they? Nobody really gets into that, right?
Mr. Allen, but this is based on your opinion. I know you told me how you feel, but you know each question has its own answer based on what is given to me.
My opinion is that I don't care to protect anything that could indirectly harm a life. Right?
Okay. So much less motivated to vote on that amendment, which is protect abortion rights, Prop 1, you will feel. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Next question. I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree or in between? We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Do you strongly agree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree?
Yeah.
Next question. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. Strongly disagree? Strong strongly agree. Which one?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, next question. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care. Strongly disagree or strongly agree or anything in between?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Next question. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree they shouldn't have access.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry to whom they choose.
All right, a new answer for me. Marriage is between a man and a woman. And that's the word of God that was stated.
Okay, so you strongly disagree.
Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what God said. I don't marry you. You didn't marry Steve.
Okay, Mr. Allen. Anyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. You strongly disagree.
Okay. People can marry, like you're saying, and I thank you. Mm-hmm. God said to the people, choose you this day. So it depends on your decision.
Okay, so your opinion, you strongly disagree on having that.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter the culture, background, or place.
No matter
the
what?
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth. You strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. You strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat that question?
It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. Strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Strongly disagree.
You didn't even hear the question.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Next question. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State equals... it's a short statement about Prop 1, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New Yorkers' state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in a time when we are seeking state governments and court walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided.
Okay. Next question. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, or will not vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? 50-50. Okay. Next question. We have two or three more, and we're almost done, Mr. Allen. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? Even if it's neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement one reads, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which would make it easy for legal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B reads, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with countries' asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnic. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more, or don't know. How would you feel?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is extremely motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact national policies if they come into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status, though no matter what matters in November. How would you feel? Not motivated at all? 0? Somewhat motivated? 5? Or extremely motivated? 10.
10.
10. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the county, country. Right here in New York City, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion across the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York City Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. Zero, not motivated at all. Somewhat motivating. Five, extremely motivated. A 10.
Okay. Five, but I want you to know, I haven't heard anything about the right from the unborn.
Okay. All these surveys, all the questions based on how you answer roll out, okay? Like I have been doing, I'll read it to you, try to explain the best that I can, but this is based on your opinion and your decision and your answer. Okay, we're almost done, Mr. Allen. Bear with me. Next question. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standards of equal protection for all here in New York City. There is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. Zero, not at all motivated. Five, somewhat motivating. 10, extremely motivating. How would you feel?
10.
Okay. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the right of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. Zero, not motivated at all. Five, somewhat motivated. Or 10, extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated.
Okay. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in New York in November. Adds certain protection to the State Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sex orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A, yes, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A, no, vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay. Are you, but if you had to choose, would you vote?
Yeah.
Okay. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local officials and ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And is that somewhat or more or much more or less likely? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, no change?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. All right. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
5.
Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or
one?
Queer? Okay. Heterosexual or straight?
Both. Heterosexual and straight. There's no turning to the left or to the right. It means God made man and woman. That's it.
Okay. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single? Married. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, I'm a parent and a guardian.
Okay, of a children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
What did you say, Cornelia?
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. Okay. Last question. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm unemployed.
Unemployed.
I'm retired. I'm retired.
Okay, retired. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5.
I don't understand the question. Could you repeat it?
Okay. Last year, that is 2023. Mm-hmm. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5.
$65,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Allen. Thank you very much for your opinion and your time. Okay?
I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate you, and I just want to
let the man off the call. You've been, stop
it.
What time is this? Over 40 minutes.
Okay, so just love God. That's it. Yes. Love God and follow the name of God. Talk to you later. Have a blessed
day. Thank you.
Live,
likewise.
Live
thank
a long
you.
Life. Okay.
Likewise. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Bye.